Hello, welcome to Taste Test Dummies.
My name's John.
Nick here as well. How's it going, John?
It's going well.
I wasn't sure how long that was going to last,
but I
was willing to wait it out.
And I wasn't.
Oh, that's
a good point. Why things shook out like it did.
Because you went, yeah.
I went. My shot.
So you lost.
Well,
this is a new competition, and it's going to get longer every time.
Okay.
Glad to hear you shot. Today we're going to try some stuff.
Okay. We've done that, and we're going to do it again.
Yes.
Testies at home, buckle up.
Want to try something first?
Yes, please.
We're not going to.
Oh, I thought we...
JK!
Oh, you got me. You got me. Just kidding around.
I'm actually pretty excited to try this thing at the beginning.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
I learned about it a couple weeks ago.
Is it kissing?
I saw it for the first time.
Sounds like kissing.
Earlier this week.
Okay.
So Coke has a new flavor.
Okay.
Right. So I love Coke. I'm a Coke boy.
Yes.
Right?
That's on why the record.
I went to South America.
Yes.
I love Coke.
Coca.
Like, in recent years, they have been doing admittedly gimmicky things, right?
We tried the 3000 or whatever.
That's a gimmicky. I mean, I'm not saying it was bad.
I liked it,
but they've
been
doing these gimmicky things that are meant to kind of only last for a couple months.
Yeah.
This one is supposed to be a permanent member of its rotation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm nervous and scared all at the same time.
Okay. Is it because it sounds good and it might be terrible?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got the zero variety. I got the Coke Zero variety.
Spiced.
It's Coke spiced. Okay.
Whoa.
So they obviously have a non-zero. I figured if we were going to buy this, this is the likely option we'd pick. That's one I would pick. I'd drink more Coke Zero. So is there a chance this is Fireball Coke? Maybe.
Oh, you know what I was thinking?
Thumbs up. That was my first
Maybe
thought, too.
Maybe a thumbs up. I gave
Nick
like, a thumbs up.
I was like, what if this tastes more like Thumbs Up?
Yeah.
Which is, I think, technically owned by Coke.
Yes, it is.
So, because I think they bought it after a while.
Yeah.
So I'm like kind of hoping that's where it lies. If it's straight up cinnamon, I'm going to be mad. But there was a Coke cinnamon a few years back, I think. It was like a limited run thing. I don't think it was very popular.
Yeah.
And so that's why part of me thinks if they were going to do that again, they would just like talk about how they were bringing Coke cinnamon back.
I think if it was cinnamon, it would either say cinnamon or it might say spicy and not spiced.
Yeah. I don't know what to expect.
I don't either.
I'm honestly pretty excited about the possible upside here.
Yeah. I'm jazzed. I have never seen this.
Yeah. It's literally been in stores for like a week.
And you're saying this is supposed to be a new member.
That's their intention. Obviously, if it bombs, it's like probably going to go
I mean,
away.
If it's on this episode, it's not going to bomb, but Nick's got an inquisitive thought.
Definitely does not smell like cinnamon. What does that smell like?
It smells like what I remember the 3000 smelling like.
I smell spiced something.
Sure.
Like, I get it, but like it doesn't smell like as...
It smells good, I'll be honest, in my opinion.
Gotta just go. Gotta just
Nick's
go.
Nick's going. He gave it a little smell. Hey, come on. He's a gentleman.
Gentlemen always smell first.
Wow.
I am not saying it. It's almost like fruitier than I expected.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like the 3000 a little bit.
It might. Do you think that one got a lot of good feedback? So they were like, let's do something. But
it feels like you mixed a little 3000 with like Dr. Pepper or something. The cola flavor is there.
I am trying to like get an idea of what spices might be included in the spiced.
Oh, I got some.
Okay.
It might be cardamom.
Okay. I can see. Okay.
Maybe cinnamon.
This is a revelation of what it says here. Zero calorie cola, raspberry spiced, and other natural flavors. So this is raspberry flavored.
That's the fruity.
With spices. I never even read it. So I did not actually.
We both. I got the fruity off the smell. We both got it off the taste. I don't think I would have said raspberry.
I'm not sure I would have picked off raspberry either. But now that I know it, I get where it's coming from. I still think the spiced is the weird component to me, though. Like, whatever. If you want to give me like a raspberry Coke. Fine. But what is that? Those spices?
To me, like, I get it right after the raspberry peaks.
Like, I feel like if you're going to do cardamom, you would do, like, even more warming spices on top of that, though. Like, you could throw in, like, again, cinnamon, nutmeg, that type of stuff, and kind of do, like, a fall-ish
I think there's a little flavor of that.
But it's, like, not tons.
It's, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, Indian spices.
Like, I definitely don't get, like, a masala type
feeling. No.
I am not saying I dislike this. I was hoping for something a little closer to thumbs up, is all I'm going to say. I didn't know about the raspberry. If I knew about the raspberry, I wouldn't have had that
expectation. It's crazy to me that they don't say that.
Yeah, I mean, like,
why wouldn't they advertise that it's fruity?
It really feels more like raspberry Coke than spiced Coke.
Yes. It's like raspberry Coke with a twist.
It's still definitely not bad.
I actually like it quite a bit, honestly.
I like it, but I'm just trying to think if I'd pick it over like a normal Coke or something. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. But you don't need to pick it 100% of the time. Just work it into the lineup.
Exactly. There's some spice there that I can't quite get.
That's the thing. It's like, I swear there's... I don't think... maybe a smidge of anise, maybe? I don't know. Maybe not that much. I know, like... Dr. Pepper has that.
Okay.
But I don't get too much of that. What other spices could it be?
I think maybe a little cinnamon, but not, like, artificially. Mm-hmm. I think it's, like, more realistic.
Okay. A lot of cumin. Just kidding. That'd be weird.
Yeah, I was going to come up with something funny, and then it took too long, and then I admitted to it, so that's what they tune in for. Would you be purchasing this again?
I might need some time to mull that over.
It's too soon.
I think it's too soon, you know? Because the problem with the new Coke flavor is it would have to, like, replace me drinking a Coke at some point, probably.
Yes.
And I like normal Coke a lot, so.
Do you think one in every 10 times, though, you'd be like, maybe, let's give this a shot again?
Okay, better question. If I'm looking to switch it up, is this going to usurp, like, a cherry Coke? Let's not even get into vanilla, because, like, that's hard to find, and it's not better than vanilla Coke, okay?
No, it's not.
But maybe a cherry. Maybe that's the best actual comparison.
I think that would. I haven't...
I might say this is I would prefer this to a cherry Coke, I might say.
I don't know the last time I had a cherry Coke. There's a part of, like, the kid in me that doesn't love cherry. I probably like it more than I remember, but just off the top of the dome, I think I'd like this more.
Okay.
Not bad.
It's not bad. Coke, hey.
Weird branding. Weird to call it spiced.
With raspberry.
When it's raspberry with spice.
I mean, yeah, if that was your ad campaign, both options, real sexy.
Yes.
What John just did, both ways.
If they could hire me, this would be going off the shelves like crazy.
It doesn't even, like, what order should we do it? It'd be like, we've got John.
Yeah, it does not
matter. Let's let him decide in the moment. Yeah. Like, who the hell cares? Like, it's going to sell. Sex sells.
Yes.
And John is.
I am sex.
Yep.
Okay,
I really think you should expand on that on your resume, but if that's what you want to stick with, hey, a little bare bones, but
we'll go with it. You know, the other thing I remember from doing that Coke test, though, was Coke actually did have some, like, kind of spice flavors.
It was the weirdest thing is when we did that, yeah, we got, it must have been in our heads, but or maybe not, but we did get more of that type of spice from it. But
yeah, so I
think the thumbs up brings it out. Like, once you taste it in the thumbs up, you've realized it's there in the other Coke.
Yeah, and doing the side-by-sides where, like, maybe if you try that against RC and you're like, oh, man, we were pulling for RC, and man, did they just say, no, that's okay.
They were like, we appreciate the support.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we'll just keep coasting off that.
If that's all they say, it's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I came in with too high of hopes. I know that. I still think it was kind of good, but.
I went in with nothing, and so I was, like, pleasantly surprised. I could see myself getting this. I know I bought the Coke 3000 once.
Okay.
And I love that they're doing these in zero sug. I'm a fan of that.
I actually. Probably three times I was at the store, I went to the store a lot this week.
Nice.
Let's not, yeah.
Brag.
I think I didn't see the zero, so.
Oh.
I never picked it up. Here we are.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. Enough of that.
I'm saying Coke, keep it up.
Enough of that.
Zero or one on the binary. You're going one.
What?
This Coke flavor. Smash or pass.
Oh.
Zero or one.
Oh, John, I think we've already had a little sidebar where you've watched me smash it. So let's let's skip that.
And I took a sip.
No, it's overall, it would be a thumbs up more than a thumbs down for sure.
I like that because it's also a reference. Yeah, it worked out.
I didn't mean
to. That's
but it was an accident.
I'll cut that out. That's for the scholars, you know.
Nick, you looked half clever for a moment and it went away. It's fine.
Anyway, moving past Nick's failure, he also brought
Let's
something.
Get to the thing for the day.
Let's do the thing.
Okay.
Nick's pondering. He's like, how am I
how
even
do I introduce this? So
it's a food.
It's a food. And to introduce this is that it is accidentally related to last week, in a sense.
Okay.
The reason I had a good laugh.
Yes, I remember this distinctly.
I'm sure you've been thinking about it.
Even after I said...
Do you have any idea what you might have said that made me laugh?
I remember the moment, but I wasn't tracking right before I said that.
So we had... Can you tell them what we had again? Because I think you're better at it.
We had Gruner... Yes. Gruner Veltliner.
Yes.
Gruner Veltliner. We had wines.
And yeah, Austrian wines. Yes, we had like a white Austrian wine. Okay.
Yeah.
And John at the end was talking about things it would pair with. He was talking about cream sauces, and then he said something sharp, and yes. I just kind of lost it.
Do we have razors?
We have razors here today.
Oh.
So I think cheese is an underappreciated, like it's an underrepresented category
yes.
of things that we haven't really gotten into.
Oh my God.
I wanted to do a kind of like a nicer sharp cheddar type situation.
Yes.
Okay. And so that's why I was going to say like maybe we should have a white wine.
Because
I think it would go well with our cheese.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? And then you were like, I think this would go well with something a little sharper. And I was like, oh God. We got some cheese today.
I'm looking at a Cabot Creamery Vermont okay. Sharp Cheddar Cheese.
This is a big brand, right?
Yes.
Cabot is known. I've literally been to the place that makes this like 3 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they have like free samples of cheese and shit.
Interesting.
So I've been there and I've had a decent amount of this.
Okay.
But it's known as a good cheese.
Yes.
Cheese brand. Okay. So some other options we have here. Okay. This next one, I didn't necessarily know they made cheese. And when I saw it, I kind of knew it. I wanted to do this, but.
Kerrygold.
Kerrygold is like known for their butter.
It's right? kind of the gold standard of butter.
It's the gold standard of butter. Okay. And the first difference we're going to get into here is two of them are aged and one of them is sharp.
Oh.
When I looked up what aged cheddar tastes like, they were like, as you age it, it gets more sharp.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay, I think they might
be similar.
Be the same thing. So I got two, obviously not top of the line, but like at least for
good
like
mainstream.
What you're going to find,
yes.
this is pretty close to the top. And so I decided to get one that was kind of a step under just
under.
To compare
okay.
it, right? Because I thought, I guess I should have gotten even better. John just threw it out.
Well, I just have high standards.
This last one's a little weird.
The barrel, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel apparently has treat cheese.
Aged Reserve.
I'm not saying it'll be worse, but it just feels like it's a little outmatched here. But we're going to see. That's kind
see.
Of the point of it. I don't know. How you feeling, John? I know cheese is kind of scary.
Cheese is scary, but I do love a damn cheese.
Cheese is good. I didn't know what cheese to pick, but like I feel like a white sharp cheddar is like pretty accessible. Like it's easy to find.
But it's not boring.
It's not like super boring.
It's got a personality.
And like each of these will probably be decently different.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is what we want to do. We could obviously just eat it straight, but I...
Nick's got some crackers.
Just in case, I brought some Wheat Thins.
I
don't know.
Some 100% whole grain Wheat Thins.
If we wanted to switch up just eating straight cheese, we could eat it with a Wheat Thin. I thought that was fair.
I pictured we were going to open these and just take big bites out of it.
We could do that too. but yeah, that's kind of what's going on here.
I like this. I like the door that this opens. Cheese is such a...
It's really big.
How have we not done cheeses more?
We've done cheese sticks.
That's it.
I think that's literally it. We did macaroni and cheese cups.
How have we not done this?
That's our second biggest cheese. So that's why it's crazy. But when I saw that, like, Kerrygold had, like, cheese and stuff, I was like, I really want to see what Kerrygold's cheese is like. And I know Cabot's is known to be pretty good. So I'm like, let's send it.
Let's send it.
I'm excited. And, like, we're going to be snobby and we're going to drink some wine with this, I believe. Because I think that's kind of, it just makes sense.
It makes sense.
So, I don't know.
This is exciting. You've opened my mind that I'm, right when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, we haven't done cheeses.
It really had never occurred to me until like a couple days ago. And I was like, wait, what if I did like cheddar cheese or something? Like, what the fuck would that be like?
Well, we're going to find out what that would be like. I guess let's go cut the cheese.
I'm going to go.
Okay, Nick's leaving. We're going to get these plated. We'll be back. And we're back. We got some cut up cheeses and some wheat thins.
The wheat thins are open.
They are in the open.
What is on the front? What picture is with the wheat thins? Not that it matters at all.
Look at that.
It's an orange cheddar cheese. I just like, when I consider doing cheddar, I just didn't want to do orange. I don't know why, but.
Okay.
I wanted white cheddar. I don't know if we've even said that yet, but these are white cheddar.
I think I read the Cabot label that it was the, they're white cheddars.
They're white cheddars. I don't know. Does it really make a difference? Not really.
I was very, it was later on in my life that I found out that those are the same things just with colors.
Yeah, I think we talked about it. And it just never really occurred to me either. Just like, I guess that's probably true. Why would
it's literally the same?
Why would this one cheese be orange? I guess not. Why? I mean, there's plenty of other ones too.
But I mean, it is weird that they had a cheese and they're like, let's make an orange version and just a white version. It's like, why?
And weirdly enough, like the white version is the one that gets the white in the name.
True.
You know what I mean? Like
they
don't
call out that it's not.
You don't get orange cheddar. You get cheddar.
That is weird.
Which is really weird.
Never thought about that. Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
Editing John. Look for a new podcast host. I think overall white cheddar underrated.
I think so. I think it kind of gets a weird reputation as being like kind of like a basic option on like a charcuterie board or something, but.
Yeah,
I think it can be good for sure.
I think it almost gets weirdly tied in like with white American cheese, which is, I would say, less
flavorful.
I thought
about bringing Kraft singles.
I wish you would have done that, but you didn't, and that's
and
fine.
Nothing else.
Yeah, but you got it. I knew you said I was probably going to give you crap for the way you cut it up. I kind of like that it's not in the big chunks, though.
Yeah,
well, those aren't the right size, in my opinion.
And the bars of cheese, whatever that I purchased, are all in different shapes. So if I just did like single slices, it would have been
pretty obvious.
It would have been very obvious which was which. So I did my best to kind of like put it into like weird shapes just so it wasn't obvious. But
okay,
I might know anyways. I'm not sure. I'm trying right now to not look at them. So I'm putting more distance in between when it happened.
I'm pretty excited though. I like a cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that. No. You could probably tell by my physique, but I like a cheese.
I've always known you're into cheeses.
Yes.
But very pointless. I'm going to grab one of number one.
All right, let's just eat some cheese. It's a cheese.
That's a piece of cheese.
Smelling that, it smells like a white feet. Cheddar.
And feet. A little bit of feet.
Didn't expect to be
actually,
turned on.
This smells a lot like what I pictured like a white cheddar cheese it smelling like.
Oh, yeah. Turns out those are... They got the smell down for that.
No, I have no idea how to describe flavors in cheese.
Yep.
I mean, I would say that was, like, not super sharp.
It's got the sharp, though. Like
it's there. Like, I feel it, but it's, like, a little more on the mild side for what I would expect out of a, like, sharp cheddar, at least.
Yeah.
Overall, very enjoyable, but...
Yeah. Kind of creamy.
That was good. I can go with creamy, I guess. Like, I guess sometimes if it's, like, too sharp, it's, like, drying and stuff like that and wouldn't feel that. I guess, like, the texture could be, like, really rigid versus kind of soft, right?
Yeah, depending on, like...
Just trying to think through cheese. I'm not a cheese guy. I mean, like, I like eating cheese, but I'm not, like, I'm not like not looking into it, thinking too hard about it.
If you have any questions, just let me know.
I'm gonna have questions.
I'm the cheesemonger that you know.
See, I didn't even know the word.
Day in, day out, I'm looking for the cheesemonger. I mean, you also say like fishmonger. It's kind of.
Don't tell me what I say. I'm just going right in for number two. Bite number two of number one. It's not confusing. I think it's very enjoyable. So
I'll rebang it as well in solidarity.
That's a pretty good cheese.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hate Aldi's but Cracker Barrel. I just know it.
I hope that's...
I know you hope that.
If you love Cracker Barrel and I hate it and love Kerrygold, I mean, nothing would make me happier.
Yeah. I mean, I 100% understand where you're coming from. That doesn't mean I want this outcome as well. I just get where you're coming from.
White cheddar feels like a nice evolution of, like, you know, it's not like a super, it's not like a crazy funky blue cheese or like a soft, it's like, enjoyable, yeah. But it has personality. It's not bland.
Like, I feel, again, I always go back to like a cheese board or like charcuterie board or something. I feel like you can have like, yeah, like a couple crazy ones, but you kind of want like a good white cheddar there to just like balance it out, bring it home.
Yeah,
like, just to go back to.
So far, number one,
we're happy, but
pretty damn good.
We've seen things go south after number one before.
Yes.
Let's be real with ourselves.
Let's hope it goes north.
smell wise, I can't say this one's that different, but no, maybe it's less aromatic, but it's not as stinky feet to me. But okay. Like, at first, it's just, like, it's really kind of developing still. But it feels, like, really subtle and creamy at first. But then as you finish eating it, like, the sharpness just, like, builds in the back of my throat.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? I got a smaller piece.
I kind of did. I may have overdone the cutting. I'm not going to lie. But
God.
I'm really self-conscious about this, and I don't know why.
He really is. Should have seen the knife questions. It almost reminds me of, like, a brie that it's like creamy but the like funky outer. I don't know. It's got, okay. I'm going right back in.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't want to be judged for keep doing that. The way it like starts subtle and creamy and just like builds into like this like sharp kind of like, it kind of dries my mouth, but it's like still has a lot of good flavor. I don't know. I really kind of like how that works.
Not only have we not done cheese, like, I can't believe I've said this several times. I can't believe we haven't done cheeses like this yet. But it also makes me like, I don't buy a cheese just straight up enough to like eat plain or with crackers or whatever.
I do a decent amount just because Vivi loves like making like a cheese board and stuff like that. So there's a decent amount of time that we will go out and she'll be like, I'm going to go look at what if there's any cheeses I want or something, and then we'll eat them. And hey, I'm very happy. I'm like you. I would never think to do that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to her mind, I'm like, okay, like, I think we're two for two. Let's be real.
Yeah, as far as good stuff, I mean,
I like those.
I'm totally down with this.
And they're plenty different, one and two.
Yeah.
Just got one more to go.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm still just, like, not looking, because I think I will know if I look. I haven't even looked over yet. I forgot to smell it. I'm going to take a second.
I didn't get
a lot
of smell.
Oh, yeah. That's like no smell. Okay. It's okay. It has like a similar building situation, but it just doesn't build to as good of a crescendo. It tastes more like Monterey Jack at the beginning to me. Is that Monterey? No. What's that one called? It's another white cheese. You know what I'm talking about? Monterey cheese?
Yeah.
I say it four times. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it tastes more like that at the beginning.
It was funny because the aftertaste, it was almost like, it's almost a little mozzarella-y.
Okay, I can think about that.
In the after. Oh, I know what you mean up front.
Like, it's, I don't know. I don't eat tons of like Monterey cheese, but it's just kind of at least like the more of the flavor I get. And then it still kind of like builds into a little bit of sharpness, but like it just doesn't go as far.
Yeah.
It leaves it a little, you know, it's not bad, but not as wild. let's see if these cheeses open up.
Yep. And let's see if we open up as people. I'm going to palate cleanse with a wheat thin.
Oh, yeah, we got wheat thins.
To be safe.
When's the last time you've had wheat thins?
Not recently.
I hadn't had them in forever, and Vivi saw some on sale and just bought them. So they're in the house. It turns out I really like wheat thins.
Man.
They're really good.
They are so good.
In college, I think I used to always buy like the tomato basil ones.
I would too.
They were so good. I mean, the original is super good too, but like those I loved.
In college, I was on a huge kick as well. And then I just stopped. But the original has so much more flavor than you'd think.
It's good. And thin's in the name, so it must be good for me.
Yeah. It's 100% whole grain.
It's better than if it wasn't.
21 grams of whole grain per 31 grams of serving. Boom.
That's a lot of whole grain.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Well done.
Okay. Gold for the day. Wheat thins. No. Am I going to eat the cheese with a cracker? That's the thing I'm not sure about.
Well.
Is that really even worth the time? I'm not sure.
You know, we don't need to call our shots out too early. Let's go with the flow. Why don't you loosen up? You want a back rub?
I do.
Right, I'll see if I can get someone on there.
Shit, I was really hoping for a no. Kind of banking on it. I'm going to sneeze, I think so.
No, you're probably too scared. Don't. Oh, Jesus. Oh my God, it's gratuitous. I really enunciated that.
Do you think I want that? Holy.
Okay. Awkward.
Kind of was.
White cheddar's pretty good.
I think it is.
I don't know where I'm going yet, but I'm like, these are nice. I enjoy this.
I guess the question, we got to ask the question. In that scenario that you are going to the cheese area and looking for some.
Yeah.
Like, what type of thing do you normally look for? Like, you can call out specifics or just hardness and stuff like that.
There was a little while where I was kind of hitting some Camemberts, which is like a little bit of a funkier brie.
Okay.
So it's like kind of soft with like a funky rind. I also had this Campion, I think, which was like one of those with mushrooms in it.
Okay.
It was kind of good.
That probably means mushroom, doesn't it?
Oh, maybe. That would make sense. I can't remember the brand of that one. There was another one called like Red something. I also love a blue cheese, but I feel like I don't get that enough.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I do like, I had bought within the past year, I think, like an aged cheddar. So okay. I do like these. Okay. How about yourself?
Yeah, I feel like I oscillate between like a harder, like I like Parmesan a lot more.
Parm's great.
I like a good Parmesan, and mm-hmm. I really like a brie. Those are probably like my two kind of like preferred options. I didn't know you were a brie boy. I love brie.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite.
All right. Interesting.
If I were to go for a middle ground, I like a smoked Gouda a lot as well.
Oh, smoked Gouda's nice.
Those are good too. But
Parm is underrated.
I think so. I think it's in the same as like a cheddar.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of like written off as kind of too basic, but.
Yeah, and I think it's because there's a lot of like kind of fine ones out there that it gets watered down.
Again, craft singles are always there.
That's the real. That's all we really eat. Come on. If we're being honest.
When I was picking these up, Vivi told me to pick up some Baby Bells for her. I'm sure you know what those are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why this came up. But she was like, oh my, because you've had them. You open them up and then there's wax on them and you open the wax. And she's just like, oh my gosh, can you believe some people when they eat Baby Bells, they just like take a bite out of the wax? Like, oh my God, I bet John's one of those guys. I bet he just eats the wax. And I was like, whoa. I was like, where the hell did this come from?
That's the drive-by about.
Yeah, she got you.
She's like, I mean, I do that. But
I don't. Yeah, I eat the wax, but
I've never heard of anyone doing that either. I've never heard of anyone eating the wax.
I don't know. She just had it out for you in that moment. Jesus. I don't know why. So, just letting you know.
All right,
I'm tattling. This is me tattling.
Anyway, yeah. Well, I won't forget that.
Don't eat the wax. Don't proof her right. Okay, I've eaten each one with a wheat thin. Half of a wheat thin.
Oh, I didn't try that.
It you don't really
does get, what you think.
I'm not gonna lie. It just kind
of waters it down.
Kind of masks it.
Okay.
Like you kind of, it's like it just kind of feels like you're eating it straight with just a little less flavor. So I'm not sure if it's really
okay. I like that you did the test.
Great palate cleanser.
Yeah, and great tasting.
I mean, yeah, I'll eat some freaking wheat thins. I think again, this box was on sale for cheaper than the smaller box. So,
oh, he's got a family size box.
It's pretty big.
I always ask when I check out, I'm like, I don't need a family to buy this. Is that correct? They're like, obviously you don't have a family.
But, John, you do need money. And you're like, is that still...
Oh, I was trying to distract thing? You from that. I thought you'd be sad about the family question and just give it to me.
How about you just ring it all up and I'll show you the money I have.
We'll see what happens after. You know what cheese I kind of wish I liked more? Maybe I just need to give it a chance again. But people talked up, and I was like, I don't know. I don't love this. Pecorino Romano.
I don't know what that is.
It's like adjacent to Parmesan, but there's just something about it that I just don't.
It gives I don't know what weird... circles you're in where people are talking this up, but I've never
Well, that's why you're not a cheesehead, you know?
I haven't even been to Wisconsin. That's not in any way true, but could be.
If you had never been there? Besides all the times you've been there?
If I had never been there, it could be true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think I've heard of like Romano cheese before, though.
Is that a thing? It's the same thing.
I've never had it. I've heard of it.
I think it's like Parmesan versus Parmigiano Reggiano. I think it's same scat.
Well, John hates something I don't know anything about.
Jeez, I mean... You've had Kraft singles. You're a Velveeta guy.
Let's think about cheeses I don't like. Oof.
Do you like a...
I'm sure there's something, but...
Yeah, because you like Brie, so you like a soft. Do you ever go like real soft and funky? I feel like I never see those.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I go... What's softer? I mean, there has to be softer than Brie, right?
But yeah. There's some that like when you cut in, they'll like ooze out.
Yeah.
Super, like, young.
No. I'm uncultured. What do you want from me, okay? I don't know what you're throwing at me. I don't eat the cheese whiz like you do, you know.
No, that's your domain. Cheese whiz, Kraft single, Velveeta. That's where you're like, I'll flourish.
I mean.
And I'm just eating, like, you know. Cultured.
Okay, big cheese question.
Okay.
Kraft singles or Velveeta? I'm making you a grilled cheese. What do you want on it?
Velveeta.
Okay.
I feel like I had a Kraft single not that long ago, and it was like grainy. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. They're kind of gross, but I think I don't like Velveeta really either, so.
I have such strong associations with Velveeta and salsa as a kid.
Okay.
And that was cool.
This was a question growing up that like each of us kids had to choose.
Oh, really?
Mom would be like, everyone gets a grilled cheese, and we'd have Kraft singles and Velveeta.
Oh.
I was a Kraft singles boy.
I feel like I had the Kraft singles more.
I was a Kraft singles boy.
I feel like we only got Velveeta if we were making like a cheese dip or something.
Okay.
It's probably almost exactly the same thing, but that's not the point.
I'm just munching on these cheeses.
They're good.
What I do wonder would be great is if we had like a fig jam or something. Or I don't know if fig's the right, you know what I mean, but like some type of jam to kind of...
I'm sure I have one.
Dip them in. I know you have hot sauce.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I mean, it would still mask it, so I'm not sure if that's the right thing to do here. I just think it would go well with it. I don't know.
It would be a nice pairing.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like some type of like...
It would go well on a cheese board. Does it go thinking critically? Yes.
Cheese boards are great.
Do you go charcuterie with them? Do you go like cured meats?
Yeah.
Do you go nuts?
I refuse to go nuts.
I'll go nuts on a cheese board. That's a fun thing to say.
Yeah, I knew. I knew what we were doing. We're just munching away at these. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about, like, a cheddar is, like, some cheeses you can't really eat this much of. A cheddar, you kind of can.
Yeah.
It's pronounced enough, but not too much so. So.
Yeah, it's not, like, an extremely stanky blue cheese or something, which is fantastic, but it'll knock you off kilter a little.
I like a stanky blue cheese.
Hell yes.
I think you're going here.
I think it's coming along well. I think they're different enough that I think
I kind of have an order.
I think I have an order. I can sort them. They're like different enough. Okay.
Yeah. That's all. That's all he's got.
That's it. What about yourself? You said yes.
I think I've got an order. I think I kind of know what's happening. I keep munching on them because even bronze is like a very eatable cheese.
Yep.
And I always get in trouble with Vivi with this. I feel, is eatable a word? I feel like it's a word. I'm not saying it's edible. I'm not saying it wouldn't kill me. I'm saying, I'm able to eat it.
It's like easy to snack on.
Eatable.
I know what you mean.
Of course it's edible.
But that wasn't on the table.
That's not what I'm telling. I mean, hopefully these are all edible.
We weren't like, can I eat this? Is this something my body can digest?
I feel like every time I say that at home, Vivi's like, the word is edible. And I'm like, it's not quite what I'm saying.
That's not what though. I mean. Yeah, it goes down easy.
But yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll eat a cheese though, and it's just uneatable. That time I was trying to mess it up on purpose.
Yeah, some knock you down a little bit.
You know, if I get knocked down, I get up again. You're never going to keep me down, John. Never.
I love that.
Thank you.
Wow.
I just want to go find like a tub and just thump in it.
Yeah. Drink a whiskey drink, drink a vodka drink, drink a cider drink.
Those are the drinks I would have,
those
too.
Those are the drinks.
I think those are good drinks to drink. That's good intuition by you.
Yeah.
I think I've done a really good job at like never looking over, but I still think I know what they all are.
I have my guesses.
I just got a feeling. This is wild, but I'm just kind of locked with everything. I'm feeling good. I feel comfortable. Am I good to take some victory laps? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm feeling good with what I know.
This is typical John. I was like, I got it. And then I was like, wait. Do I have it?
Fuck. I want to see if you agree with me here. They're all good.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I think there's a clear loser of the three.
Yeah.
You kind of agree with that. Okay. Yeah. I think we all know what that is, but it's fine. Yeah.
Of the three.
One of them just didn't quite fit, but.
Yeah. And are we both going to say that's Cracker Barrel? I don't know.
There's no way of knowing.
Did I write Cracker Barrel down after I tasted it the first time? I don't know.
I didn't write it down, but I knew. And we're talking about number three. Okay, let's just, we can just, at this point, sometimes secrecy is pointless. We're talking about number three. We both think it's Cracker Barrel. We both think it's bronze. We'll see. It's probably Kerrygold, and we're going to look like fucking idiots.
I think Kerrygold would look like the idiots, honestly.
I think three people can look like idiots at the same time.
Take note.
Kind of an infinite amount of people can look dumb. Yeah, I really do wonder, like, the distinction. Because some of these had, I think Cracker Barrel specifically had, like, a cheddar cheese, sharp. Cheddar cheese, extra sharp. Cheddar cheese, aged.
Whoa.
And I'm like, how different can these possibly be?
Yeah, that's weird.
Especially since once I looked it up and I was like, what does aged cheddar taste like? The more it ages, the more sharp it gets. And I'm like, okay, so.
Yeah, because I feel like the more it ages, the less water it is, so everything concentrates. But I think that's just what makes it sharp. And sometimes you'll get the aged ones that have the... Parma has this too, where it's got the crystals. You ever have that?
What?
Where like a hard cheese, especially Parm, but I've had white cheddars where there's like little crystals in there that you cut through.
Is it kind of like crunchy when you get them? Or?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't think I know.
It's almost like salt type thing. It doesn't taste like that, obviously, but...
Yeah. I like a cheese.
I also like a cheese.
I mean, the thing about even like a cheddar cheese, you can go get like store brand block of cheese, cut it up, and I'm going to eat it and be happy, you know?
Yeah.
So like... It's not super crazy that all these exceeded that bar.
And that's where I feel crackers can also step in.
That's when crackers are the best. Yeah. When the cheese is kind of shitty.
Yeah.
You're just like, eh, whatever. Throw it with the wheat then. Fine.
Now there's textural contrast. There's more flavors. You're good.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are these better than that? Of course.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. What, do you remember the price range if you're comfortable disclosing that?
I am not comfortable. Wait, actually. Oh, I put it in my other bag. I had the receipt.
Fuck.
Because I constantly meant to look at what Cabot was.
Hmm.
And I never... I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. The Kerrygold, which was noticeably smaller than the Cabot. I will say that. So, I mean, I don't know what that price is. The Kerrygold was $8.
Okay.
And the Cracker Barrel was like $5.
Okay.
And again, that was probably much bigger than the Kerrygold. Like...
Yeah.
In weight. Which, I mean, the $8 for the Kerrygold, I didn't think was that bad, honestly.
It's not crazy.
Like, I mean, if it's our loser, maybe it's crazy.
Then it's crazy. But
that's a whole other
thing. Like, are you really going to sit down one person and just eat a block of cheese in one sitting? Maybe.
I mean, let us know if you will. Because I'm actually just...
Impressed?
Yeah. Curious.
That's one thing I feel like I would... That's one thing I think I do the wrong estimation, where I'm like, I could knock this block out easy. And then I have like six big pieces and I'm like, wow,
huh?
That's a lot of cheese right now.
That's a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even that Kerrygold one, there's no way.
No.
You'd have to really be trying.
Yeah. And a lot of the time, the more expensive, the denser the flavors are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Harder to eat a whole block of.
But, you know, I still got to try.
You don't, but...
Well...
You know, once you open a thing of cheese, it goes bad overnight, so you just gotta go. These are great.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's nice and enjoyable. When I thought of this, I was just like, why have we never even like considered cheese? I don't know.
It's amazing that neither of us have done this.
I mean, the answer might just because it seems daunting, just because cheese is such, it's pretty much like wine.
I was right? just going to say it's got the same wine problem.
It's essentially wine, but for food.
Yeah. For sure.
There aren't as many cheese snobs as there are wine snobs.
That's true.
Let's just be real.
Which, I mean, anyone can buy cheese, you know. Well, you can be lactose intolerant. I think usually the more age...
Poor.
Yeah. Ugh.
$0.
I think usually the more age, the less lactose cheese has. I think maybe that's true. I don't know.
No comment.
It's impossible to know.
No comment.
Well, you wouldn't know. If I don't know, I'm the cheese guy.
Sometimes saying no comment makes you look better than saying I don't know. Not to say that I don't know here, but no comment.
Yeah, exactly.
No comment.
Right. That was an unrelated statement.
Oh, no, I obviously I maybe might know, but I'm not going to comment on it. Okay, so since I've said I'm locked, I mean, I don't think I'm changing, but I've just been munching and things have been getting closer. I don't know.
I know.
But
I bet we have a similar thought process going on.
We know what the bottom is.
Yeah.
So one and two are fighting for it, I think is what you and I are saying. That's what I'm saying. And it's pretty close. They're different things. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like one brings out more of the sharp, like, biting.
Yeah.
And two is more of like the deep, subtle.
It's like very nice, creamy, and the subtle like beginningness just like keeps building into that sharpest flavor. Yeah, it's like
yeah.
Where number one hits you with it off the bat, but it's great. Like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. So,
do you kind of get where, like, what I mean with, like, almost the outside of the brie, like the funky two almost has a little bit of that flavor? I don't know.
I mean, I think so. I think I kind of know where you're coming from.
This is a,
I don't know, I've
conundrum.
I've never gotten too deep into, like, the funky cheeses, even though I kind of want to a little.
I mean, I'm not sure how I would feel,
but
yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're getting into funky cheeses, you can go down pretty deep.
Right.
Like, it can get pretty wild. I'm not switching anything, but there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with where I'm at. I think we're going to know what they all are, too, but...
Yeah. Probs.
I think number one is Kraft. I snuck it in.
That's what I wrote.
I considered that. I wanted to bring, like, a Kraft, but they don't have a white cheddar. They only have an orange cheddar. So, yeah, let's get out of there.
Yeah. Okay, I've got it. I got it.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Kerrygold cheeses, like, we had the one out at the store I was at, there was, like, at least four different ones, mm-hmm. but they were all weird things that I didn't even recognize the names of outside of this one.
I haven't seen the names, but
the one
we have is, like, a black package. There's, like, a red package and, like, a green one.
They were saying shit, and I'm like, is that a cheese, or is this just a weird name for your cheese? I didn't understand what the fuck it was talking about. But if they show well here today, maybe I'll buy one.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I also bought a Kerrygold, like, garlic and herb butter once.
Ooh, I'm sure that was practically free.
Yeah. They sold it in, like, a single stick.
Okay.
It was quite good, though.
Was it off-pod? But I said, like, we bought Kerrygold butter because it was super on sale.
Oh, yeah.
When Vivi was eating it in something, she was like, next time I bring something for your podcast, it's going to be butter. And I'm like, don't do that. I don't want to eat straight butter.
Yeah, it's tough to, like...
Maybe this is a middle ground, getting Kerrygold in here.
Yeah. It's tough to work that in.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you could argue you could put it on a wheat thin or something, but...
You could put it on stuff.
Yeah.
But how much of that stuff are you going to eat?
It doesn't matter. Should we... You said you're ready?
I'm locked.
Okay. My body's trying to tell me maybe I should slow down on the cheese. So, yeah. Like...
The body, you know, chips are light enough that you can eat way too many. I mean, I also have a supernaturally high tolerance for it.
Oh, yeah.
Cheeses are dense enough that they can be like, hey, you should relax.
Hey, bud.
Pal. You should relax.
I know we've had a good time tonight, but maybe we just kind of coast from here.
Maybe we'll have a good time tomorrow, too.
Uh-huh.
Not just tonight.
Uh-huh. You know, and that's when I have to think it through. I don't know. Maybe I can push through this.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll get worse.
But maybe it'll get better somehow. Maybe all past experience has steered you the wrong way.
A lot of times when you're, like, running and you're feeling discomfort and pain,
you
can push
cheese
through it and it gets better.
So. Oh, I thought you'd eat cheese to get through it.
Well,
you grab a... You know what I do? When I'm running and I got that pain, my feet are pounding, I got a side stitch... I grab a baby bell and I bite right through the wax because I don't have time to peel it. And I just chow down on that effer.
Uh-oh.
Wait, cut this.
Oh, you denied something
before. Shit. I didn't.
Okay. I mean, I thought you were just going to say you eat cheese when you run. And I was like, is this even notable?
Yeah,
I was
why like, are you saying this?
Of course you do.
Yeah, obviously. You need fuel. I need fuel in the tank.
You gotta eat cheese.
Yeah, how am I going to crack 15 minutes on this mile if I don't have
fuel? The number of marathons brought to you by, like, cheese brands is very large.
I think Eliud Kipchoge actually worked at Cabot before he ran that marathon.
I surely know who you're talking about.
The guy who's got the fastest marathon.
Okay.
I feel like him and
God,
I think
if I could just get my knees in shape,
you will.
Then I will be a household name. You know, like, I could probably, like, half that guy's time, if I'm being real.
That's humble of you because you could easily do that. I feel like that guy and I think the same.
Uh-huh.
It's like...
In like what regards?
Well...
Every category?
I actually had that idea first to run a fastest marathon because it's like...
Oh.
Why don't... Like most people jog at a pace, and it's like, why don't you just sprint the whole time? Because it'll be way faster. Sprinting's the fastest.
Here's a fact. Most people that run marathons don't set a world record. That's a fact.
Absolutely.
That is a fact.
And it's a shame. It shows how complacent everyone's gotten. Why not?
Good point. That's a good point.
It's kind of sad.
It says a lot about our current society.
Yes.
Why can't everyone just sprint for 26 miles? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Babies out there, you know?
Yeah, but most people aren't us. They're not freak athletes, you know?
With just really the worst knees, you know?
Just
the worst knees. Otherwise, we'd have all the records.
And that's the only thing. It's just like there's not one thing holding us back. It just sucks.
It's kind of like the bones weren't meant for how fast we go, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
These bones were made for walking, but I feel like running.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see that.
That was worth saying. Oh man, I'm topped up with cheese right now.
Cheese and wine, and this guy goes.
I'm going. Hey man, I feel like I could run right.
That's the fuel this guy needs.
I have my private track right out back, and I'm tempted to get out there right now.
The lacrosse team has moved out. Yes, get in there.
Yeah, yeah. The charter bus left. Sounds like a joke. Hey Nick, so how about we get into this?
We know what bronze is, so we might as well just.
So are we going placement?
Let's do placement
because the guesses will follow. We would know by the guesses.
I don't know if it's necessary because for me, I feel like I knew what they were before I knew their order. So for me, it wouldn't. So to guess, do you want to do guesses? No, I think we know what it'd be. Let's just do order.
Let's just do order.
I think we know it all.
But hey, three's bronze.
Bronze is three.
What won it?
It got close at the end. Because you said, it is just like the philosophy. And it kind of probably comes down to whether you want a sharp cheddar versus an aged cheddar. I really think that's what this is.
Hmm.
Because Cabot did not say aged, remember? And I have a feeling one of these two is Cabot. And the other one is an aged one because the other two are both aged, right?
Interesting.
And so I think the subtle build, like number two, was the age and number one was the sharp.
Oh.
Okay, so we're just doing my guesses right off here too. It doesn't matter.
I think we flipped our guesses.
I really appreciated the sharpness of number one, and I thought it was a really good cheese, but I went with number two. I loved that like creaminess feeling that just like slowly built into like a similar flavor. But like maybe like you said, a little more funky and a little more complex. I don't know, I just like loved like the way it just ramped up. And so I picked number two as my gold.
I was extremely close to that the whole time. In the end, I went with one. This was another. It was a tough one because I'm like, in general, I kind of go more toward number two if I'm looking for a cheese. But I like having the sharpness, and sometimes I'm craving that. It's just like sharp white cheddar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, boom. I mean.
And so I was
it's something cheddar kind of has unique, right? Is that?
Yeah, like I would say
sharp.
So.
I mean, it's probably not unique, but it feels different. So it is a nice little.
Yeah. And so that ended up, I was like, you know what? I'll go number one.
Okay. I think it was pretty close. And it really very just close. Came down to preference in the end. And like if I wanted more of a sharp, I would probably just straight up get the.
Yeah.
Is Cabot. Or number one. That's what I think is Cabot. But
I flipped the guesses.
You think number one is Kerrygold.
Yeah.
I think number one is Cabot. So then for number two, I think it's Kerry. You think it's Cabot. Right? No. Yes.
I think two is Cabot.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of confusing, but I think that's what I said. Either way, we agree number three is Cracker Barrel, and boy, do we hope we're right.
I think we should probably.
Again, I don't think number three was bad.
No, I don't think so.
It just didn't have necessarily.
It was against.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Number three was Cabot?
Is that what you're telling me right now?
That's what my legend is telling me.
Oh, there's a chance. That means one of us went whole. I got to find out. I can't wait.
Is this going to be a test before we finish situation? Oh my God, I love Cracker Barrel. I know I love it. I know love. Oh my god, that's Cracker Barrel. John, yes. It's the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, we're scientists. Oh, I fucked up. Tell me I fucked up. Okay, well, yes. I like Cracker Barrel. Two is the worst.
John, you piece of shit. You know you're a piece of shit for that. Ugh.
That's awesome. I'm a little disappointed by Cabot, honestly.
It's making me wonder if I should have got their extra sharp cheddar to compare to these two, because I just got their sharp cheddar.
But I mean,
I thought extra sharp would stand out. What as, was like way what did, too much?
Was Cracker Barrel's called sharp?
They had a sharp, an extra sharp, and a aged. I think they had all of them.
And which one did you get?
Aged.
Oh, that one was the aged. Okay.
Oh no, no. Say it ain't so.
Nick's trying one. He's like, oh, that's way better. I think I was eating the wrong one the whole time.
The way the shape, I should have looked more. The way the shapes are in number two, I can tell it's Cracker Barrel, I think. Because the way I cut it, like I said the whole time, I try my best not to look.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are longer, so this one can't be Cracker Barrel. There's no way. I just remember.
This worked out really well. Nick keeps looking at him like, maybe this will be different than I think it is.
I'm disappointed.
I'm actually pretty impressed by Cracker Barrel.
I think we have to be impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do think number one's actually my favorite, but...
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's upsetting.
Yeah.
I am happy to find out that the sharp and aged didn't seem to make a huge difference, but...
It's weird to me that there's two different things.
It's hard to say when the sharp got last, but...
True. Huh. Who would have guessed? This is, you run the risk.
You know what you guys got to do? Go out to your nearest store, get some Cracker Barrel cheese.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go to your nearest Cracker Barrel. We've got one.
Go to your nearest Cracker Barrel. Ask for their cheddar cheese. I bet you they're going to say what?
I've gone there for lunch and dinner every night this week. I guess I can go again.
Yeah. I guess you can.
I was there with Nick, so.
Well, we sit at different tables and don't talk, so it's kind
of
hard to.
We do the thing where like one of us will kind of look over and then the other one makes eye contact and sort of like look away quick.
Here's the part. I think what I'm going to do here is I think I'm going to filibuster. Because if I filibuster, the episode looks longer, and it's going to be more daunting.
So you think people will quit earlier?
Yeah, I'm going to filibuster, I think. I'm disappointed.
I mean, this couldn't have gone better for me. Myself. I was excited that you got cheese. I was excited to do white cheddar. It was a whole new category.
It was good.
And you lost.
And, okay, is this embarrassing for me? Yes. Is Cracker Barrel good? You have to agree, yes. Their aged cheddar is good. And I know you're not going to respond to that because you're too busy laughing at me. But you know it's good.
I love Nick. If you could have seen
number two wasn't Cracker Barrel.
It's just like, it was like.
I knew. The second that happened, I knew.
Right when I showed him I showed him the key to number three to find out what it was. And right when it was Cabot,
I knew.
All of a sudden, the energy was like, oh, fuck. And then I see him kind of scrambling, like, how's this a good thing? Let's spin this. Hey.
I'm admitting I'm disappointed.
Listen, I'm happy with it. I also did say several times, like, it could have gotten first for me. It is very good. I think
it's pretty good.
Cracker Barrel should be pretty impressed with themselves.
I think they should be proud.
Cabot.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I really do wish I could redo it and get the extra sharp just to see if it fit in better.
Do you think it's the same price?
I don't know. I don't even remember the prices of Cabot somehow. That one just escapes my memory. I don't know why. But and I have it at home. I kept the receipt because I was like, oh, well, look.
I kind of just assume it's in between the other two.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was like the same price as the Kerrygold just because you get more.
Oh, right. It was bigger.
It's bigger, but...
Okay.
But the Cabot was in the, like, the cheap cheese area of the store. Because then there's, like, the nice cheese area. I feel like most grocery stores kind of have that set up.
Yeah.
Where there's, like, oh, here are the good cheeses.
Which one was the Cracker Barrel in?
Oh, that was the cheap cheese area.
Okay. That's what I figured. Maybe it doesn't belong there, though. Well.
Another reason I did pick it is because I looked at, like, I was just trying to, like, figure out what types of cheddar cheeses were out there.
Okay.
And some random person ranked cheddars, and Cracker Barrel was really high up. And I was like, what's this
person?
I was like, what's this person smoking? Let's,
Turns out they were smoking the truth.
Turns out it might have been me who made that article. I don't know.
You might have made it in the future.
I don't know, ma'am. I still think it's a very enjoyable cheese.
So. It is good. I mean, you should still, it's weird because like they should be happy. We should be praising them. You should be embarrassed. I don't want that to fade at all. It feels like it's not, which I appreciate.
Here's the thing is, most people will forget about this. I won't. It won't.
I won't either, I promise.
No, Thank you for the promise. I believe you.
And testes, I hope you don't either. But
I just had another piece. It's good. I don't know
what to tell you. It is good. They should be very happy. We like shitting on them. I love shitting on you and making fun of you.
I love when you do that.
Yeah. But I think this was a great category. This really blows open. There's so many.
Yeah. Like, if you compare it to the number of times we've done a wine now, it's so clear that cheese is underrepresented here.
Definitely.
There's so much cheese.
Strongly agreed.
It is probably harder to do, but just because of what's out there. But
sure. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that'll definitely be happening in the future. So, I'll say well done. And
until we did the...
Couldn't have gone better for
the
me.
Results. You set it up top. And
if I would have really liked...
At least the Kerrygold wasn't my dead last.
Yeah, if
that would have been probably better.
Cracker Barrel would have been dead last for me, and Kerrygold would have been dead last for you.
Yeah.
That's
number one. I get it.
That might have been the end of the pod. That would have been like, we went out on top. I did. But we didn't. So we've got another week. So
we'll see. But yeah.
Well, I might need another co-host, but I'll be back. But testes, do you have something you want us to try? Is there a glaring thing like cheese that you're like, how have they not done this yet? Let us know. Or maybe even a subcategory. It doesn't have to be brand new. NickandJohnPodcast@gmail.com. Taste Test Dummies on Twitter. Give us your recommendations. Let us know what you think about Nick's choices. And until next time.